Bavapatra, Perik Base, Mishnah Ches 2:8. Now we return to the main topic of the Perik, which is a person doing things even with permission in his own space, but causing damage to others is not allowed. So here we say, Marchikin Gorin Kavua Min Ha'ir Chamishim Ama. If a person is going to set up a large threshing floor, literally it means a fixed threshing floor, but what it means to be Kavua, fixed, is that it produces enough grain that it needs to be winnowed with like a pitchfork. So the idea is, again, that when you harvest your wheat, the kernels of grain are still embedded inside the ears of the wheat. You have to thresh it to separate the wheat from the chaff, but then still mixed together. So how do you actually separate, you've detached the wheat, but how do you actually separate the wheat kernels from the rest of that straw? What you have to do is basically have the wind separate it. You throw it up in the air, the wind blows away the chaff, and the heavy seeds fall back to the ground. So if you have a goren, a threshing floor, which is so large that you need to actually do it by hand, as opposed to just leaving a small little pile and the wind disperse the bits of chaff, so at that point, you're going to be throwing chaff to the wind, essentially, when you winnow, and that chaff is going to go into people's eyes and bother them and irritate them and hurt them. And therefore, you have to make sure you keep a safe distance from the rest of the city. So says the Mishnah, if you have such a setup with a goren kavua, you have to distance yourself from the city 50 amos. That's the distance at which point you can assume that people's eyes, etc., are safe. Now, if you have a goren in your own backyard, and your backyard is large, so then you would be allowed to winnow back there, as long as, again, you have 50 amos distance. The reason for that is, even if there's nobody else around, so you're not worried about people's eyes, let's say you're in a farmland or something, but the chaff, that straw, still can cause damage to your fellow's property. It basically can kind of dry out, you know, it's like almost like a sponge. Like, think of that little, those little silica packets to dry, keep, you know, food dry or something dry. The straw that goes out, so it'll suck up moisture and dry out people's produce and the like, or could just, you know, mess up people's newly plowed fields and near, and sort of needed to be like re-cleaned up, too much fertilizing, whatever the story is over there. So that being the case, says the Mishnah, Lo yase adam goren kavua besoch shalo. Even if you are in your own private property, you can't do your winnowing over there. El im kein yeshlo chamishim ama l'chol ruach. Unless you have 50 amos distance on all sides from your neighbor's property, and even if you do, you have to make sure, even if you do have that 50 amos, the reason why you need to keep the 50 amos of no people there is because umarchik minatiosav shel chaveru umeniro kedesh lo yazik. The issue is, this is not like a second reason or an additional reason. It's that you have to keep 50 amos for your neighbor's fields because even if their eyes aren't in danger, but their natios, their little saplings, are in danger of being dried out, or they're near their freshly plowed fields, could get messed up by you having debris from your winnowing in their freshly plowed fields.